That fall of 1865, the CP went to work on the tunnels. 6 of the 13 that it would have to blast out before getting to the east slope were clustered in a stretch of 2 miles at the top of the long climb to the summit. The biggest, number 6, right at the summit, and within a few hundred feet of Donner Pass, was 1,659 feet long and as much as 124 feet beneath the surface. The facings, where the blasting began, were 150 feet from the summit. Clement planned it. In mid-October, when the end of track and supply base were at Colfax, Chief Engineer Montague started the Chinese working in shifts, 8 hours per day, 3 shifts through the 24 hours, at each end of the formidable summit. There was only room for gangs of 3 men. One would hold the rock drill against the granite, while the other 2 would swing 18-pound sledgehammers to hit the back end of the drill. Of all the back-breaking labor that went into the building of the CP and the UP, of all the dangers inherent in the work, this was the worst. The man holding the drill had to be steady, or he would get hit by the sledgehammer. The man swinging the hammer had to have muscles like steel. When the hole was at last big enough for the black powder, the crew would fill it, set a fuse, yell as loud as they could while running out of the range of the blast, and hope. Sometimes the fuse worked, sometimes it didn't. Often the workers had put in too much powder, and most of it blew toward them, harmlessly as far as the granite was concerned, but a great danger to the Chinaman. Progress was incredibly slow, with men working round the clock between 6 and 12 inches per 24 hours was normal.